80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, who is an Israeli citizen. He's an Israeli patriot. He's certainly worked for 30 years as an investigative reporter over in Israel, wrote about the assassination of the Prime Minister Rabin. Basically, of course, he was killed by people at the highest levels of government. Barry's written extensively about the corruption within the Israeli government, including the current Prime Minister Netanyahu, and because of course exposing so many embarrassing things, there were attempts on his life, and as a result, he came to the United States, and we have the opportunity to talk to him on a regular basis about what is going on in Israel today. Without his background, Barry, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Yeah, we're going to do things on this radio station that I've already done, but they haven't heard. We're
all
talking
right,
Johnstown, Colorado. I've been at the radio station, and, well, Don showed me around a few times, and it has it's got a special memory for me. So I'm going to catch you people up. We haven't spoken in 2 months, but unfortunately that 2 months saw me get a quintuple bypass, open heart surgery. You didn't live through the recuperation. I'm a lot better now. I wasn't so hot a couple weeks ago, and I still wrote. Now, basically in this period, I didn't do anything publicly, but I didn't want to lose my radio show. I think it's handy to get my side of things, or at least guests, well, who were chosen by me, onto the radio show. So I got guest hosts to help me out, and I only said a word or two when I had breath. Now, there were two interviews. I'm going to start with the second one. Because these, both of these, of course, are Israeli, and, well, in the last, couple of weeks, I've had them both on the show, and both have been, on the one hand, great guests, but on the other hand, very disappointing. Now, I'll start with the interview 2 weeks ago of Elad Pressman. Now, Elad Pressman, I'd say he's Israel's leading, investigative journalist. That's my opinion. And a couple of weeks ago, I had him on my show. And you know what? Well, it was so disturbing, it actually affected my show with Dr. Jerome Corsi. It was still in my mind, and it affected the tone and tenor of my interview. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole background I think we have commercials here, and I don't have the time. But what a month Netanyahu has had for deceit and getting caught at it. We may return to this, and I may give a little detail, but he vetted. Well, what does that mean? In Israel, if your cabinet, you're the prime minister, and your cabinet debates, discusses, writes, and prepares a bill, anywhere else in the world, you would simply submit it to the Knesset to be read as a law. But no, not in Israel. The prime minister is allowed to table, which means shelve forever laws. He did that twice this month. Very important laws. And I may return to that. But in the same month, he rigged two elections. Now, I'm not going to talk about election one unless we have time. And then I'll tell you how he got caught rigging a cabinet vote. But more to the point, this is the point I want to speak about. And where Elad, well, he got political in the wrong way. I'm just trying to tell the man, you've got no electoral vote. Cut this out. Go back to the way you were. Be a journalist who understands if there's any power, it's in your writing, not in your voting. But nonetheless, it all began with the Likud primaries. They have them just like the Republicans are having a primary. And that group of clowns is actually funnier than what you had in Israel. Israel, the primary was Netanyahu against Moshe Feiglin. Now, this is important. Elad was just delighted. First of all, Netanyahu didn't like the results, and, well, he cheated. And he got caught cheating. He wasn't a good cheater. He added 400 more voters than were eligible in Beit Shemesh, and they all voted for him. It was obvious cheating, and he got caught again. And this is in 1 month, this deceiver gets caught over and over again, but nothing gets done. Now, there's a primary. It's Netanyahu against what he wants Israelis to know as is the religious Moshe Feiglin, who believes in traditionalist values and supports the settlers. Now, he was so thrilled a lot that Netanyahu was forced to cheat because Feiglin had won some communities, and most of Judea and Samaria were for him, and he's, as far as he was concerned, it was just a matter of time before his boy Moshe Feiglin took over from Netanyahu as head of the Likud. Now, look, I don't want to tell you how absurd anyone who believes that is living in Alice in Wonderland, but we've got to. I did this on the show. I actually did it on the show. The way I started was I reminded him the primaries before, and it was just before an election. So these were deciding primaries.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shaver.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables of 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Market attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early, and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director, at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576. Six for details on this limited free 3 month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, I guess it's very shabby. Should Barry simply talk about a recent interview with a gentleman he considers the leading investigative reporter in Israel today. And, of course, they're talking about, or Barry's reminding the investigative reporter, the fact that there have been elections over there in Israel recently, and that Netanyahu is actually rigging these elections. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, we're talking Feiglin now. Now, there were primaries before the current ones. I think they're held every 4 years. Whatever, the previous primary decided who was going to get a Knesset seat or not, depending on where you, how you did. Now, in these primaries, Feiglin came in 20th. He was in the Knesset. The Likud have 33 seats. He was well within the Knesset. He won a Knesset seat. And then he started sending out all these messages, God blessing everyone for voting for him and this and that. Within a few days, Netanyahu shelved Feiglin and announced that he was no longer in 20th position. Like it or not, he was now in 46th and would not sit in the Knesset. Now, look, Feiglin should have taken this to court. There are rules, even within the Likud. The prime minister can't make 20th 46. Netanyahu has some really stupid, we have to have an Ethiopian, and whatever. It was ridiculous how, the excuses he used to shell Feiglin. He got him out of the Knesset. Now, I asked Elad, I said, why didn't Feiglin challenge him in a court? Now, in a fair trial, he would win. he was obviously cheated. Then Elad spewed the story about the Supreme Court being so corrupt that he wouldn't waste his money even trying. And but, I told him he could have sued in civil court. He was cheated, and he had a better than, look, in a fair trial, he would have won in a civil court, in an honest civil court. And Ella didn't answer, because, come on, why didn't he sue? He didn't sue because he's playing the game by the rules that he agreed to with the Likud. Now, this has a little to do with age. And Ella just doesn't remember how powerful Fagelin was in 1996 when he was the head of Zoetsenu. This is our land, it means. In 96, Israel was stultified, was in chaos. Roads were blocked. Traffic delayed for hours on end. The country was grinding to a halt, all because of Zoetsenu, all because of a movement to stop the Oslo Accord that the public was, well, it was becoming a mass movement. And it, well, the strategies worked. They were in the paper day after day. Well, what happened was that the movement was really growing. And the government had no choice but to respond with increasing violence at its protests. Oslo was being stopped dead by the Israeli people led by Moshe Feiglin. And then one morning, a nice cheery day, birds are chirping, Feiglin announces he was disbanding Zoetsenu. Not because of lack of interest. You couldn't have had a more successful movement. He was disbanding Zoetsenu and joining the Likud. He just had this epiphany, a massive change of heart, and decided once and for all that the only way to succeed was from within the system. That he, what he did to his followers is unspeakable. He had people going on the street in the tens of thousands. He had hundreds of thousands of, well, they may as well just, they put Zoetsenu stickers on their cars. There were 100,000 people who put the bumper stickers on the cars. This was a national movement with tens of thousands risking their health to stop Israel cold, to stop the Oslo Accord from going on. And Moshe Feiglin decided that, well, that's no good. We've got to end Zoetsenu and join the Likud.
Obviously, somebody's putting pressure on him.
No kidding.
They got something on him, don't they?
No, yes, they do. Look, in one stroke, the Likud got rid of the entire protest movement and got a political opposition they could control. You couldn't have a better deal for them. Look, I never dived into it. I knew there was blackmail. Come on. And once you understand how the system works in Israel, you can smell blackmail a mile off. Now, I wasn't the only one, and I had an informant. How do I do this? I don't tell is how I do it. I didn't write it. I didn't write what he told me. He told me how the Likud blackmailed Feiglin. It was pretty ugly. I didn't publicize it, not even as gossip. I didn't want to do that. But this game is really, really serious. Feiglin's son was almost killed in a very suspicious car accident. I got the details of it. It was not a normal car accident. If you are Moshe Feiglin, you may be a phony. Well, look, he's allowed to say so much from his post in the Likud. He's not allowed to sit in the Knesset, you know, even if he wins. But there are rules to the game, but this game is very dangerous and deadly. Now, look, Elad is a very, very smart guy. But he doesn't, he thinks that Feiglin gives him hope for an electoral victory. He says that Feiglin won and that the trend is towards the nationalist view. And I said, my Lord, what happened to you? I don't talk to you for a couple of months. And look, Elad knows exactly where Netanyahu came from. It's a long, ugly story, but Netanyahu, well, he was turned by the Council on Foreign Relations, by George Bush Sr., Richard Pearl, George Shultz, Henry Kissinger. It's a long story. I've done it before, and I've certainly written about it. And Elad knew it. What I don't think he understands where the power is coming from. The second that you believe that you have a candidate, when the candidate, by the way, is hogtied by the party, and he can't even sit in the Knesset, even when he wins the Knesset seat, well, then delusion has taken over. And look, I didn't believe Elad would fall for this, but somehow he did. And he has become a Moshe Feiglin backer. And boy, is he backing a control phony. Well, it bothered me for a whole long time. Look, you know what else he said? And this is what gets me. And I hear this from Israelis. Every time they move out settlers, and they're doing it viciously, they, 3 a.m, they come into a settlement, make the people get out of bed in their night clothes, throw them into the freezing cold while Arabs tear apart the house. This is from the IDF. That's their routine. Get them out of the house, the Arabs will tear it apart. It's a horrible thing what Israel is doing to the religious and the settlers, going right into their homes and bulldozing them. Now, we've got a thing where Elad told me something, and he should have known better. He said the problem with the removal of the settlers isn't Netanyahu. It's Ehud Barak, the defense minister. I told him straight out, Netanyahu is the prime minister. He tells Barak what to do. Look, he was giving me the very basic good cop, bad cop routine. And this is not what we expect out of an investigative journalist to fall for something as mundane and obvious as that. Netanyahu is staying in power because he's shelving bills, fixing elections, and throwing settlers out of their houses. And it's not anyone but Netanyahu.
But now, isn't Netanyahu a moralist taking orders from Washington, D.C.?
Well, we said that.
Okay.
We said that he was groomed and basically works for the Council on Foreign Relations.
Okay, I think it's important that this audience understands that Netanyahu is not an independent agent. He is an agent of the American government, and the invisible government here, the people who really run America from behind the scenes, are also running Israel, and the average individual here has no idea how the power structure works. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, Netanyahu is slimy. He manages to fool everybody. Israelis are convinced he's the patriot and a good guy. And Barak is a bad guy. And Barak is doing the bad stuff, and Netanyahu is doing the good stuff. I don't know how this very badly scripted play works, but it works on the Israeli people. Go figure it out. And it works on Elad Pressman, which, boy, believe me, that threw me through a loop. Now, I'll tell you why he's got to smarten up, and he's got to see that if he believes that he has some sort of electoral control and he can produce a new government, he is doing incredible damage because he can't. And he has to watch the whole picture. You can't do that if you're inside. Now, look, Aviv Kochavi, he's the IDF's chief of military intelligence. He never shows himself publicly, but in a very rare occasion, he spoke. And boy, if what he said is true, and again, he's the man who should know. He says that right now over 200,000 enemy rockets and missiles are aimed at every corner of Israel. Now, I've been using the figure 125,000. Hezbollah 50 and Syria, another 70. Hamas has got a few. The figure is 75,000 more than what I had been led to believe. And if that is the truth, then I understood there has to be an Israeli threat at work. If not, Israel is just ripe for the picking. Launching just half the missiles would put an end to the country in one day. Now, whatever threat Israel is using has got to be a beauty. It really must be. Whoops.
Hang on there, Larry. We'll come back in just a moment here at the American Peace Network.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 229. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables at 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Market attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Doctor, and here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shapnishin. Barry, first of all, has been talking about the corruption at the highest level of the Israeli government, and that Netanyahu, contrary to the way most people feel about him, this great Jewish patriot, is really an extension of the power structure here in the United States. Secondly, he was, of course, talking about the very real threat of a missile attack on Israel. And we hear various figures out there. Somebody even recently had suggested that there were as many as 200,000.
He wasn't somebody. He was the head of military intelligence.
Right. 200,000 missiles pointed at Israel, which doesn't make sense. If they have that many missiles, why don't they launch them? They could wipe out Israel tomorrow with that many missiles. There's some other factor here, which, of course, is unknown to the general public. So before you go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your material, certainly get your books, get your PayPal button, but mainly so they can get the great wealth of information, listen to the radio program you do, and keep abreast of what's really going on in Israel, the information they're not going to get from regular channels here in the United States. Go right ahead.
Sure. My books are available at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. When you get in there, you'll see a search box. Write in my name, Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish. That'll take you to the books. And lots of them, by the way. We go back all the way to the beginning of this, internal destruction of Israel and a whole lot of murderers, whole lot of them in the last 15 years, and they're all in my books. My website is barrychamish.com, and there is a PayPal button, and right at the bottom of the main page, and actually now, I haven't worked for a month and a half. Now I'm back to work. I've actually got my enough of my health back that I'm back. But a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I wasn't working. So if you want to help make up for my lost month, there's a PayPal button, and I'll reward you with books and DVDs if you help me out. There we go. Now let's go back to the story. Now let's go to another interview, the one before Elad's. And Elad's, well, to me it was just a complete change in attitude. It was someone I didn't know. But I did know Tamar Yono. Now, again, remember, I'm using guest hosts. And this guest was just unbelievably terrible. I kept telling her, you have a guest. Interview Tamar. She wouldn't do it. She was stage frightened. So I did it. Recuperating or not. Now, she's a very nice lady. And I've known her and liked her for 30 years. Know her husband. Known him for almost 30 years. So we're not talking about some, there's no hatred involved in this, but there is disagreement. Now, during the interview, to her, it bounced off, you know, duck and water, just bounced off her. Tamar made a boast. She boasted that the settlers had the highest percentage of soldiers in the officer corps and officer courses. In the ranks of the IDF, settlers have the highest percentage of officers in the IDF right now. And she was using that to prove what good citizens they were, and, well, it just proved to me how deluded they were. That's what it proved to me. I just told, what are you making this a badge of honor to join the IDF? I told her off. I said it's a disgrace if your children have joined the ranks of your enemies.
But the thing is that they think that they're being patriotic by joining the military. What they don't understand is that the military, the government, is controlled by people who are actually the enemies of Israel, exactly as we have here in America. Our military is controlled by people who are enemies of America and patriotism. But I'm sure she felt this was patriotic, and she was proud of the people and of her son, who's apparently is.
I was going to get to that. She brought up her son. You're right, and he is in an officer course. The last time we spoke, and she was so proud. Her son is going to be an officer. Remember, Tamar lives in the settlements. She lives 10 minutes from Jerusalem. That's all the ride was to her house. But nonetheless, that's considered a settlement by whoever considers things settlements. It's one. Now, I got really angry. And, she's not someone you easily lose your temper with. I said, what are you doing? Your son is an IDF officer. I gave her basic truth, truths. Do you really think they advance settler officers? I asked her. I said, name a settler general. What happens with settler officers is they end their days as captains and majors, where they have no effect on military policy. They're used, but they're not promoted. It's just outright discrimination because they're settlers. But you couldn't stop her boasting. She said of her son, when the nation needs him, he's ready. And I just replied, the nation is bulldozing your communities nonstop. They're forcing your neighbors outside in the middle of the night to watch their homes being smashed to little bits. They're using Arabs to destroy the homes, and they're mocking and pillaging them. What are you supporting here? Now, I got to give you a little background. Also, in the interview, I mentioned Migron. You get a schedule. The Israeli government has announced that on March 11th, it will be bulldozing a whole neighborhood of Migron. And, well, now we know when it's going to happen. And Tamar replies by announcing that she could see Migron from her house. It was only a hill away.
Barry is talking about is they're actually going in and bulldozing down the homes of the Jews who live in the settlement. And yet this is being done by their government, and they don't understand their government is on the other side, pushing against the Israeli people.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, I am just mourning Barry Shamish. This is the last segment, and Barry simply is pointing out how this woman, a friend of his, he's interviewing on his radio station, and she is just so proud of the fact that the settlers, the young Jewish men, sons of the Jewish settlers, are joining the military. And, of course, Barry is infuriated because he recognizes the people who control the military are working against the best interests.
Well, not just the military. They're joining the officer corps at a rate much higher than the rest of the country.
Right.
In theory, they have some say over the course of the army, even though that's terribly repressed. But more to the point, look, everyone has to join the military. You don't have to join the officer corps. And her son did. And, well, what I just said, come March, Migron is wiped off the map.
This is a settlement you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah. And, you know, Tamar. And remember, she's a major broadcaster on Israel National Radio. Her opinion matters. She did not brag that her son's army would be behind Migron's destruction. They would be going in, the IDF, and destroying the neighborhood. But taking logic naturally to its source, her son would be the destroyer of his neighbor's home in Migron. And I meant it. I told her, your son is going to be destroying the homes. I said, look, I was in the army when it wasn't, when we were not going out and ruining other Jews' lives. But nonetheless, any officer of the IDF, any one of them has only one duty. Only one duty. After the next evacuation, refuse to give or accept orders. Sit in jail for dereliction of duty, but don't obey or serve the IDF. If that spread properly, it would have a political statement just as powerful as the bulldozers. To get her to understand, let's just say, I didn't expect her to understand it. Maybe now, at least it's in her head. She'll send her next son to officer's course, too, I'm afraid. I had two. They were very good interviews, but I have not changed, and other people in Israel have clearly changed, and not for the better. Now, look, there's...
But Barry, they're patriots. They love their country, and they find it impossible to believe that their government is working against their own nation.
They've been brainwashed.
Sure, absolutely, just like the people in America.
They can think past. They can see their own friends being made homeless without compensation. It doesn't take all that much power to figure out what's going on and to figure out a solution to it.
It's so hard for people to accept the truth. I mean, people should be able to see what's going on in America And they don't. I mean, they just don't want to admit it. Go ahead.
Well, this is more day to day. I mean, you're talking about people you know, people you see at synagogue. You go to their homes, and next month their homes are going to be destroyed, and you won't see them in their homes. And the IDF are the ones who are going to destroy them. Look, I'm not going to... The IDF has turned against a segment of the Jewish population. It's that simple. You don't help them out. You don't encourage them. You don't serve the IDF if they're evacuating your communities. You refuse. Well, that message... And by the way, I believe I would, if I were a soldier today, I believe, if I'm the only one, I'm not going to sit in jail for it, but if there was a movement where after every evacuation, you say, that's it, for 2 weeks, I am not taking orders, it would have an effect. Look, what's going on is the Israeli government is discriminatory isn't a word. They're discriminatory against the Jews who happen to live in Judea and Samaria. And I'm going to give you just cold, hard facts. There was a report on Israel police recently. Here is the situation of the police protecting the citizens of Yesha. Boy, all right. The number of policemen in Judea and Samaria is 1 per 340 residents. And that's compared to high crime rate areas like Lod, where there's 1 per 662 residents, or Netanya, which has only one cop for every 1,428 residents. Now, with the highest number of policemen in the country, they're doing their jobs because the percentage of indictments against the Jewish population in Judea and Samaria is 300% higher than the rest of the country. It gets even worse. They actually pursue cases without a complainant in Judea and Samaria, 70% more than the rest of the country. In order to be a policeman assigned to Judea and Samaria, you have got to despise the settlers. And they'll ask the right questions to make sure any policeman who is working to protect Judea and Samaria is there to harass the Jews of Judea and Samaria. That is what is going on. Now, the Yesha Council, that's the Judea and Samaria Council, had a announcement about a month ago that in light of the lack of police protection and in light of the evacuations, they were going to take the council, the Judea, well, Yesha Council is only a council, but it's the closest thing to a government that they've got. They were going to pull it out of the government.
We're out of time, Barry. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you hopefully next week. Bye-bye.
You got it.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver. silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, what Barry is trying to say is that the elections in Israel are rigged. Now, the average Israeli believes, of course, they're a democracy, and then they believe that their government is working to preserve Israel. The Israeli government is an extension of the power structure that controls Washington, D.C., and has forced Israel to pull the settlers out of Gaza. Now they're trying to get them out of Judea and Samaria. And the Israeli government's going right along with that. Netanyahu was a former member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was put in power by Kissinger and Schultz and by the power structure here in America. He's doing what he is told to do. And, of course, here we're talking about the possibility of Israel attacking Iran. This is all show business. Netanyahu is going to be in Washington, D.C. in the next couple of weeks, and Obama is going to talk to Netanyahu and tell him not to attack Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all show business. Netanyahu will do exactly what he is told to do. The average American believes American forces are throughout the world bringing democracy. No, we're installing dictatorships throughout the world. Americans believe our forces are overseas fighting for freedom. No, we're installing dictatorships throughout the world. That's why we have our troops in 130 nations putting in dictatorships. We have our special forces, teams of elites, killers, murderers, assassins. That's what you do. The military's purpose is to kill people and destroy things. We have our troop station in 75 nations keeping dictators in power there. Here in America, they rig our elections. Understand, there is a power elite which runs our country. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it through a number of times. You need to hear my talk on the dark secret, a separate talk on DVD on the forbidden secret, and if you can't buy them or don't want to, go to my website. They're posted there on our internet site. Understand what is really going on, the real world, not the world that's created for you, the illusion created for you by the controlled media. There's six major corporations that control most of the media. Just be thankful for this radio station and the radio stations across the country where my programs are heard, Joyce Riley, Alex Jones. Listen to them. Pray for their safety, because believe me, we're on the front lines of this battle and we're under attack, and all sorts of things are being done to try to prevent us from getting the truth out. They feed me, or try to feed me, false information all the time and try to infiltrate the various conservative groups. They've infiltrated almost every conservative organization, almost every liberal organization, almost every Christian organization. They've changed the music and the message of the Christian church. They never talk today about the fear of God or God bringing his vengeance on America because of what's going on. Think about what's going on, please. Analyze what's going on. Do not accept what you read in the newspaper. It is there to influence your reality. and most Americans are just as blind as the Israeli people. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. Go there, pull down our articles, and then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision and protection till tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice,